few dust particles on the outside, maybe a couple smear prints on the inside. The right-hand window has got a little bit of a smear on the outside, not necessarily particles, but just a general smear. And the left side window has got some definite particles lashed across it.
We're not very good at this camera work, but we're probably improved in practice.
Here, we'll show you the navigator down in the LAB.
Roger, Tim, we have no complaints at all. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, he's the star of the cast because he gets all the good light down there.
Roger, there's old John's friendly face.
John's pointing right now at the sextant and a telescope, which are our navigation means to get home and hopefully to do part of the rendezvous.
Yeah, this is the best working part of the whole machine. It's really working beautiful now.
Got a good operator. Ken, Houston, show us the piece of tape that you have around the eyepiece.
One on the bottom of the sextant and on the right-hand side of the telescope.
Oh, Roger, thank you much, Dan. We see it.
You know, once you lose that thing in here and you have to look for it for about 20 minutes, you find a way not to lose it again.
Well, it wasn't quite 20 minutes, but it sure was a scramble going for it, I'll tell you that.
Roger, we copy. We have you entering the lunar penumbra at this time. Do you notice the sun setting at all, over?
We can't see the sun right now, Charlie.
Roger.
We're not in the right attitude to see it.
In this attitude, to look at the Earth and everything, we can't get a picture of the sun that we can see. If there's any solar corona, we'll give it a quick shot.
Roger, Jack is estimating you'll have about 30 seconds only, over.
Okay, Charlie, it appears that the sun's reflection on Snoopy here is getting a little bit dimmer. So we very well could be where you say we are. I hope we are.
Your friendly Fidos will bet on it.
Yeah, I guess we are too, aren't we?
Roger.
I never doubted him anyway. I just, like I said yesterday, I'll wait until I see that 60 nautical miles.
Dan Houston, does it look any different upside
That's
down there?
That's a pretty interesting star.
Houston, does it look any different upside down there?
The stars are 180 out of the position they were before.
That's one thing about this environment. If you don't like it, just turn upside down.
Roger, Dan.
Okay, Charlie, we'll terminate this pass with one quick look outside and see how the 210-foot dish looks at the Earth from outside, okay?
Roger, Dan, we're standing by. Over.